Welcome to episode 5 of Christian Creative Art, the podcast. My name is Candace King, and if you've been around for a few episodes, you know that the mission of Christian Creative Art is to uncover, creatively find, artfully discover ways to find peace and joy amid suffering. Tonight, I wanted to share a little bit of my life story and the choices I made when faced with suffering. So here it goes. In 2009, my life seemed pretty picturesque. I was married to my high school sweetheart. I was working full-time as a graphic designer, gainfully employed after graduating with my degree in commercial art. But at the beginning of 2010, my life took a very unexpected turn. On January 7, 2010, I received a dexamethasone steroid shot in my cervical spine for pain related to a herniated disc. Within 2 weeks of the shot, I was in a manic state, which then turned into psychosis. 3% of people who receive these types of injections will be subject to uncovering an underlying mental illness. I happen to fall in that very small margin. Looking back, I can see there were signs and symptoms in college, but this didn't fully exacerbate itself until I had the shot. At first, doctors thought it was steroid psychosis, but 2 months later, I was still flying high in mania and I was psychotic. With a push from my family, I reluctantly sought psychiatric help and was diagnosed bipolar 1 in March of 2010. The diagnosis broke me, to say the least. This was the first time in my life I had ever really been faced with personal suffering, and my internal world crumbled. I had embarrassed myself at work while in my manic psychotic state. I felt as though my identity was lost. I didn't know anyone who was bipolar. I felt alone, shameful, embarrassed, and isolated in my experience. There was a deep depression that followed the manic high, and it was so debilitating. I craved darkness and sleep and never wanted to wake up. My body felt as if each limb weighed 1,000 pounds. I hope never to experience the level of darkness during that time again. To embrace the change the suffering had brought to my life was very hard. It was hard to find peace and joy. It was hard to make the brave choices to seek professional help, from psychiatrists, to take medication, to see counselors, and to be vulnerable with the right friends and family. But with those choices came opportunities. God slowly started to plant divine appointments in my path to make meaningful connections and gently educate others about this illness that I was diagnosed with. Sometimes in life, it's easy to sink into suffering and sit in sadness. I'm not saying you shouldn't validate the feelings you're feeling, but I think you should steer clear of pity. There have been many times where I've fallen away from bravery and slammed the door shut on God and fallen into pity. Back when I was first diagnosed, I couldn't understand why it had to be me. Eventually, I realized, why not me? Pain is a part of our human experience. Because of sin, this world, our lives are hard. Today, I understand that I don't want to try to avoid or skip over suffering for fear of missing out on valuable lessons and meaningful connections. I truly believe suffering can be a catalyst for beauty while we're here on this earth. God is truly present in suffering and is faithful to connect us through it. I love what Rob Bell says in his book, Drops Like Stars. We are going to suffer, and it's going to shape us. Somehow, we will become bitter or better, closed or open, more ignorant or more aware. Like in episode 1, I talked about the freedom of choice and how it's an awesome but sometimes difficult endeavor. But I believe one of the most beautiful, powerful, and courageous things we can do is choose to learn from our stories and other stories, and then in turn lead from Christ's story. All of our suffering is going to shape us. But will we let God shape us through it? Will we be brave enough to ask Jesus, "What can I do with this suffering to glorify you?" Eugene Peterson writes in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, "All suffering, all pain, all emptiness, all disappointment is seed. Sow it in God, and he will bring a crop of joy from it." I don't think God intended for my brain to break, but he has redeemed every part of my broken story and continues to do so when I choose to let him in and surrender my hurts into his hands. Lastly, Christ has chosen me in his ultimate suffering, and I ask myself, will I draw near to Christ in my suffering as well? Will I continue to let him mend and shape me to be more like him so I can lead with a heart like his? My prayer is that we all can. Thanks for listening to part of my story. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Peace and joy from Christian Creative Art.